That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Well, yesterday, Lum was faced with the unhappy duty of informing Abner that while he was out of the store, Lum and Dr. Roller, the pest controller, had set traps for and surely caught his friend Clyde the mouse. However, Clyde outwitted Dr. Roller, and the famous doctor resorted to his most deadly weapon, poison gas. He made one mistake. He warned the old fellows not to strike a match, lest the whole plan be ruined. And so, Abner, thinking he could save the life of his little friend, struck a match, and the resulting blast could be heard for miles. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Now, right after a good dinner, I know many of you have heard this. The food was so good, I just couldn't help eating too much. Well, sometimes eating too much leads to after-eating distress or acid indigestion. And it's times like these that you should remember to be wise and alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. You see, Alka-Seltzer helps sweeten an acid stomach. It helps settle an upset jittery stomach. It helps neutralize excess gastric acidity. And Alka-Seltzer's analgesic helps relieve the headache that often goes with an upset stomach. And that's why so many say there's nothing quite like it. Now, only Miles Laboratories know the secret scientific process for compounding Alka-Seltzer. You can get its fast relief in any drugstore. Remember, it's Alka-Seltzer you want. So ask your druggist for a large 60-cent family size today. You'll save money. Yes, for disagreeable acid indigestion, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows wrapped in bandages sitting in what is left of their jot-em-down store, just saying goodbye to Doc Miller. Listen.
Yeah, so long, Doc. Much obliged for dropping in.
Yeah, so long, Doc.
Yeah, so long, boys.
You know, Abner, that Doc Miller's one of the nicest fellers in this town.
Yeah.
Come clean over here to bandage up our burns again.
Yeah. Well, of course, he's charging us first, though, huh?
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. He's so busy these days. It just seems nice of him.
Yeah. Of course, I still say as long as we're paying him.
Speaking of paying him, by rights, I ought to make you pay both of our doctor bills. And Dr. Roller's, too.
Huh?
It was all your fault that we got burned up this way.
Well, yeah, but Lum,
I ought to make you pay for all the damage it caused to the feed room, too.
Lum, now, I never meant to do all that.
But you done it on a purpose.
I never
know. Just look at the mess here. Bruises all over us.
Yeah, yeah.
Just lucky we got a doctor in town like old Doc Miller.
We're lucky to be alive for him to work on us, I'll say that.
Well, he never failed to make a call in his life.
No.
There was a man that had a preserved seat in a better world. It's old Doc Miller.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Doc's a good one. He'll get up any time of the day or night to go wait on the sick. There ain't no doubt about that at all.
But I can't understand it, Abner. Right after Dr. Roller got done warning you not to strike a match while he was spraying that poison gas, while you deliberate taking out a match.
I know it. I know just what I done.
And you deliberate struck it.
Lum, I know what I did. But I was just doing it to save poor little old Clyde. Bogus, I never in the world thought it'd make that big an explosion. That was the explosionest match I ever lit in my life.
Well, you ought to know that. Any idiot would have known that.
Did you know it?
Well, sure. I said any. Of course I knowed it.
Well, I don't care. It saved Clyde's life, and that's all that matters to me, little Clyde.
Might not have killed us, though.
Yeah, but it saved Clyde. Bogus, it sure done my heart good to see that little feller scamping around on the floor. After we come to ourselves.
Yeah, the little varmint was the only one that didn't get hurt by the explosion.
Bless his heart. Bless his little heart.
Every day costs us more money. I ain't got no idea how much it's going to cost to get that feed room fixed up.
Oh.
I bound you that explosion scattered oats and cracked corn and rabbit feed for 10 miles around here.
Well, I know I was spitting out chicken mash for 2 hours after it happened. Bound you could have grazed a flock of turkeys in my whiskers.
Well, you know that coat I had on.
Yeah.
I still ain't found one of the sleeves. So sort of keep an eye out for it.
Your arm weren't in it, was it?
No, I checked on that.
Oh, no, I
checked
see
twice.
Yeah. Well, I might run across it while I'm hunting for the tongue out of my left shoe. I found my right one over there by the Abernathy place. Doggies, I must have been scared to jump right out of my shoes that way.
I never thought Dr. Roller would lose his head the way he did, though.
Lose his head? Did he actually lose it?
No. I mean, he got so excited.
Well, I was going to say, I thought sure he had it when he left out of here.
Yeah. No, I meant the way he acted. Went to pieces.
Went to pieces?
Oh, I don't mean that literally.
His tank went to pieces, I know that. Fact is, Doc Miller got a piece of it out of my leg there.
You know, we're just lucky that explosion never killed all of us.
Yes, we are. That was a big one. Doggies, when I make one, it's a big one. I'll say that for me.
Next time when somebody warns you not to go striking matches, I hope you'll have sense enough. Well, for goodness sakes, what's he coming back for?
Who?
Dr. Roller.
Huh?
Shame coming up out there?
Oh.
I thought after what happened yesterday, he'd be long gone by now.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe he's coming back to collect damages on all them contraptions of his that was blowed up.
Looks to me like he's bringing some more contraptions over here with him right now.
Yeah. Yeah, how do you do, Dr. Roller? How you feeling today?
Well, not too good. I can get around, though. Quite a blowout we had.
Yeah, it was.
What's all that junk you got there?
Oh, various pieces of equipment. I'm going to do the job up right this time.
Well, wait a minute. You mean that you're still going to try to catch Clyde?
Naturally. When Dr. Roller, the pest controller, starts a job, he doesn't rest until it's done. Now I'll tell you what we'll have to do.
Dr. Roller, I don't believe we want to go on with this.
No, sir. No,
at this time, we'll give it complete coverage. And we'll have to work in here, in the main part of the store. The mouse naturally won't return to the feed room, so...
Well, listen, Dr. Roller,
What's that, Mr. Davis?
Just going to say that we've talked
yes.
it over...
Yes, well, now, let's see. I think we better start in about right here.
Hey, wait a minute. What are you doing there?
This is the roller exposure method. Invented it myself. You expose all the mouse's runways and retreats. Force him out into the open.
Just a minute here.
When all else fails, this treatment always does the trick.
Well, hold on now, Dr. Roller. We don't want you tearing up the whole place.
Hey, what's that, Miss Eddie?
This is running us into enough expense as it is.
Expense?
Why, sure, we can't afford it.
Mr. Edwards, this is no time to think of expense. Don't you realize my reputation is at stake?
Well, now, wait just a minute. Now, you leave Clyde alone now.
Dr. Roller, I'm serious about this. We'd rather just forget it. It's went too far as it is. It's got to where it's cheaper to have them out.
Not in the long run. In the first half of 1941, damage caused by rodents in the state of South Carolina is estimated to be over $986,400.
Look, I don't care what they've done in South Carolina. All we got is one mouse, and he can't do half the damage you're doing. Now, if you don't mind, I wish he'd stop.
Stop? Why, I cannot stop now. I'm determined to see this thing through to the finish.
Well, look, if you're just worrying about that $100, why, you can forget that. I won't hold you to it.
$100?
Yeah, you know, you said if you never caught Clyde, you'd give me $100.
Oh, yes, I know. But what's $100 to me at a time like this?
Well, is it the $5 fee you're worried about then? You can keep that, too, even though you never caught
it. Oh, money. I'm not interested in money. My reputation is what I care about. Do you realize that I have never had a failure in all the years that I've been in this business? And I don't intend to have one now.
You had it and don't know it.
When I say all my work is guaranteed, I mean it's guaranteed.
Dr. Roller, please cut that out. Wait a minute.
Well, come to the door, Mr. Edwards. It's the only sure way. Brilliant mice demand drastic methods.
Look, we'll pay you an extra $5 if you'll stop.
I'll tell you what we'll do, Dr. Roller. We'll even pay you $6, anything. The sky's the limit.
Only twice before have I been forced to resort to my entire routine of anti-mouse methods. You know, one time in Joplin, Missouri, I ran into an awfully clever mouse. Oh, he outwitted me for nearly a week, but... by ginger, I got him.
A whole week? Oh, me. You mean to say we got to put up with this for a week?
Well, you find some very clever mice in the Middle West.
We're going to have to get a pest controller to get you out of you.
Now, you take some of those mice out on the coast. I understand they're more on the sluggish side. Might be the salt air, I don't know.
You can't say that about Clyde now. He ain't sluggish, he's smart.
Good, that's what I say. Now, you take the average Middle Western mouse.
Well, I wish you'd take all them contraptions there and get out of here.
What did you say, Mr. Eddie?
I said that I wish you'd take them
contraptions. Oh, yes, you're right. It takes more than simple traps to catch a Middle Western mouse. You've got to use new scientific sprays and poisons and lures. Above all, gentlemen, you've got to employ psychology. Mouse psychology?
Well, that won't do you no good this time. Clyde is smart, but he ain't smart enough to understand that psychology.
No, there ain't no such a thing as mouse psychology.
No.
Oh, yes, it is.
For the last time, Dr. Roller, will you please stop tearing up our store?
That's the fastest carpenter I ever seen. Let him go, Lom. He'll never catch him there. Clyde don't hang around over there no way. He's generally on the other side of the store there.
Well, I don't care about that. Look at the money it's going to cost us to fix things up again. Oh, my goodness, Abner, we got to do something about this. Just look what he's doing to the door there. Canned goods falling off the shelves and everything else. Dr. Roller, will you please stop for just a minute and listen to me?
That's all right. That's all right. I heard what Mr. Peabody said. The mouse generally hangs out on the other side of the store. But don't worry. I'll cover the whole place.
Uh-oh.
That's the only way you can get these smart ones. You've got to do a complete, thorough job, or you're just wasting your time. Now, I wonder if one of you would take that spray gun there and start spraying all along there where I've ripped out the board.
Yeah, sure.
Abner, put that thing down.
Huh? Oh, sure. What's the matter?
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. It won't hurt you. Just don't get any of the fluid on you. It's deadly poison.
Oh, here, you take it.
I don't want it. Set it down.
All right, then I'll do it myself. As soon as I get this done. I'm going to distribute the new scientific cyanide bombs, too.
Bombs?
Oh.
They're small. But fake.
Huh?
Aye, Granny, you listen here, Dr. Roller. This has just got to stop. I don't care if your reputation is at stake. We're having a big weekend sale and sent out handbills for it. We can't have a lot of people in here with the store tour up this way.
Well, you won't have to worry about the people. You see that sign in my toolkit there? We're going to have to hang that out anyway.
You mean this one? Well, this says store closed temporarily.
That's right. It won't be safe in here with all that poison gas around.
Well, just a minute. How long is the store going to have to be closed?
Till I catch that Clyde. I am not going to leave this place day or night until I capture it. I don't care if it takes a month. No little mouse is going to ruin the reputation of Dr. Roller, the pest control.
Well, it looks as though Dr. Roller's reputation for getting what he goes after will be upheld at any expense, especially Lum and Abner. So be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Sometimes, is it hard for you to get into the groove in the morning? I know late hours, plus possible overeating, drinking, or smoking, can make it pretty hard for you to get down to work the next morning. Now, when an occasional acid-upset stomach or headache comes along, call on Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer is just the thing because its alkalizing properties can help reduce excess gastric acidity. And its pain-relieving analgesic can give you prompt relief for your headache. It's wise indeed to be sure you always have plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand. And here's something else to remember. By taking Alka-Seltzer the night before, you can often avoid distress the next morning. So get the large family-size package from your favorite drugstore. It contains over 3 times the Alka-Seltzer tablets as the smaller size, yet costs only twice as much. And remember, when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more.